Bandwidth and hosting for the British Tech Network is provided by UK2.net. Innovative, affordable, and reliable web hosting. Hello and welcome to... We've been out of commission for quite a while, haven't we? Welcome to your Tuesday edition of the BTN News Show. I'm Kyle Swagger. It's kind of what happens when your computer just decides to... that's really what happened. The Mac just went to crap. But thankfully, it's up and running again, and now we're able to do a show for you. It's the 21st of July, 2015. All the best technology news that happened over the past 24 hours in around 5 minutes. Well, all of you internet speed freaks over there in the UK, get ready for this. Normally, you need those fiber optic cables going straight into your house or business or whatever it is to achieve that blow your toupee off speed. Well, it may not be that way anymore, thanks to BT. BT is soon to be trying out a new technology that could give those on copper a much-needed speed boost. It's called Fiber to the Distribution Point, or FTTDP for short. It's using a wider frequency band to increase data speeds over copper. Now, of course, yes, it does work best over short distances, so usually a node is required somewhere in between the cabinet and your house. BT is saying they're hoping to deliver a few hundred megabytes per second. Yeah, that's pretty good. So get going, BT. We crave the speed. Oh, yeah. You might have heard these dirty little rumors from the Transport of London. Yeah, the TfL. Yeah, they might fine you for simply paying for your trip with Apple Pay. Have you heard that going around? Well, guess what? It's just that. It's just a rumor. Don't worry about it. Yeah, there were some little rumors going around saying those ticket inspectors didn't have the technology to check whether you actually paid for your ticket. And as you all know, if you can't prove that you paid for a valid ticket, yeah, then guess what? You get slapped with a fine. But the spokesman for the TLF says the inspection officers can indeed determine if you paid via Apple Pay. Quoting that the reader's ticket inspectors are issued with the do recognize Apple Pay in the same way that they recognize the contactless payment cards. They say Apple Pay customers should activate the Pay app before touching their device on the portable reader for inspection. And it's as simple as that. So if you're making your way with your journey today and thinking, should I use Apple Pay or not? Yeah, go ahead and try it. If they give you any crap, then give them crap back. Well, while we're talking about rumors and speculation and all that sort of stuff, let's talk about Samsung's Galaxy Tab S2. After weeks of speculation, now Samsung has finally revealed their answer, they're saying, to Apple's iPad Air. Some of the features we're seeing for the new Galaxy Tab S2 include a 9.7-inch, that's a 2048 by 1536 resolution screen. It's running an octa-core processor, although they're not saying which one it is. 8-megapixel rear and 2.1-megapixel front camera. And it's going to be running Android's 5.0 Lolly. You guessed it. Samsung is also going to have the Galaxy Tab S2 smaller version, yeah, like an iPad mini. That's going to have an 8-inch screen with the same resolution, another octa-core processor with a name they're not naming, the same 8-megapixel rear camera, and the 2.1 front-facing camera. The only thing difference is the battery. 4,000 milliamp hours compared to the bigger model, which is 5,860 milliamp hours. Look for the Galaxy Tab S2 models to be coming out some point in August, so we don't have much time to wait. Love or hate Apple Music, you gotta admit that their discovery feature on there, yeah, for suggesting you stuff and everything, it's not too bad. It's actually getting quite good. So much so that Spotify has decided to offer a new service with theirs called Discover Weekly. It's an automatically generated playlist of music that's tailored specifically for you. Yes, this all sounds familiar, doesn't it? And it's generated using the music you've been listening to as a foundation. Apparently, the new feature will take into account all the people's taste of music that they like. However, though, during those times with that playlist, if you're hearing songs that you do like, make sure that you save them. Because the following week, yeah, that coming Monday, the playlist will fresh anew. If you're excited about the new feature, well, don't get too excited yet. It's not yet available, but it is coming soon. According to Spotify, Discover Weekly will be launched in the next few weeks. All right, app developers on Windows, get ready because Visual Studio 2015 has arrived. And it has to be said, this update is one big freaking update. What it's really doing is inviting all developers to build apps from entirely new platforms and making it easier to port existing apps. Visual Studio 2015 includes mobile development tools for targeting iOS, Android, and, Windows, giving the ability to build cross-platform games and even an emulator for debugging Android applications. Probably the biggest thing we're seeing from Visual Studio 2015, it means developers can now officially begin building apps for Windows 10. Also, new improvements in the new Visual Studio is better at working with other coding languages, with improved support for C++ 11, 14, and 17. So So, all right, developers, we got new tools to play with. Get the Red Bull going and get those fingers a-rolling. And finally, how would you like to turn your living room into the ultimate entertainment facility? Now, we've all heard about those cinemas out there with 4D. Yeah, you know, you're sort of immersed into the film and your seat moves and you got all that stuff going on. You know what I'm talking about, right? How would you like to have that experience at home? Well, apparently you're going to be able to soon, if you probably got the moolah for it. Forget about going to those 4D-equipped theaters from now on. Now you can just do all of this on your own couch. It's called Immerset, and it comes from Paris. And they want you to turn your sofa into one heck of an amusement ride in front of your television. Now, these things are actually only in prototype status right now. In fact, the third-generation prototype actually arrives next month. Really, what it is like this thing that just goes right underneath your sofa, and it's air pump activated. This device is actually capable of moving your sofa independently from about 10 centimeters, that's about 4 inches, and it can pitch back and forth and roll side to side, up and down motion. Yeah, like if you're inside of an airplane. Plus, on top of that, you've got vibration. Don't get any naughty thoughts. They're hoping that the final system will support about 500 kilograms, that's about 1,100 pounds, easily handling the weight of 4 people on one sofa. It depends on how fat those people are, though, right? Am I right? Now, they haven't locked in a price yet, but it seems that you're going to be looking at around $800 to $1,200 for this little rod to go underneath your sofa. I guess $800 to $1,200. I guess that ain't so bad to have that 4D theater experience in your home. Guess I kind of feel bad for the 4D theaters that invested all those billions of dollars into it. They're probably looking at this going, well, damn. If you've got a story and no one else will listen, send it to us at britishtechnews@gmail.com. Check out the BTN Network website at britishtechnetwork.com. Follow British Tech on Twitter at British Tech. Follow me too on Twitter at Kyle Swagger. We'll be back tomorrow with your Hump Day Wednesday edition of the BTN News Show. But until then, hope your week's starting off well. It is Tuesday already, so it can't be all bad, right? And thank you, as always, for taking the time and listening to this show.